From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting the Zika virus is elevated to an international problem. The World Health Organization will convene an emergency committee next week on the Zika virus outbreak to discuss an international response to the disease amid concerns it could be linked to rare birth defects. VOA's Jeff Custer has more from Washington.
WHO Director General Margaret Chan said the Zika virus was considered to be of little threat to humans when it was first discovered in Uganda in 1947. But since that time, she said, it has spread throughout the world. In recent years, become associated with neurological complications.
Last year, the virus was detected in the Americas, where it is now spreading explosively.
Chan stressed that a direct causal relationship between Zika virus and these birth defects, known as microcephaly, has not been firmly established, but she said it is strongly suspected, and that has changed the risk profile of the virus from a mild threat to one of alarming proportions. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
The former Ivory Coast president, Laurent Gbagbo, has pleaded not guilty at his trial as it begins at the International Criminal Court in the Netherlands. Gbagbo is facing charges of crimes against humanity. Fatou Bensouda is the prosecutor in the case.
The prosecution will prove that Mr. Laurent Gbagbo and Mr. Charles Blé Goudé and other members of Mr. Gbagbo's inner circle conceived and implemented a common plan to keep Mr. Gbagbo in power by all means. These means, Mr. President, included the use of the armed forces and violence.
This is VOA News.